Brock Clark's new novel, Exley, is a fictional work about a kid named Miller who may or may not be telling the truth about a real book by a real person named Exley who may or may not have been telling the truth about his own biography. Also involved are Miller's psychiatrist, who may or may not be telling the truth himself, Miller's dad, who may or may not be dying from wounds he sustained fighting in Iraq, and Miller's mom, who may or may not believe Miller, or Miller's dad, or the psychiatrist. I am, however, fairly certain that the book Exley was written by Brock Clark, and that Brock Clark joins us now from Maine Public Broadcasting in Portland. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Frederick Exley's fictional memoir, A Fan's Notes, it's an actual real book, is almost a character in your book, Exley. Was it a big influence on you?
It was an incredibly big influence on me. I read it when I was probably 23, 24 years old, and at this very low Exley-like moment in my life where I had no job and I was overeducated and had no prospects. So I did what a number of messed up young men do. I decided to read a book, and it was this book about this slightly older version of me, and I was totally won over by it, as of course I would be. And I thought about it over and over again over the years and became obsessed with it, and so wanted to write a book about a guy who was obsessed with this particular book that wasn't me.
For those who haven't read A Fan's Notes, can you describe it for us?
Fan's Notes is about this guy, Frederick Exley. He calls it a fictional memoir. I think of it as a novel. Who's living in Watertown, New York, and he's a high school English teacher. But really, he's obsessed with Frank Gifford. This is pre-Kathy Lee, where he was a football star for the New York Giants. And Exley was obsessed with him. And this obsession came in and out of his life, and his life was spent mostly in bars and in insane asylums. And it should be this really tawdry life, but the book itself is beautiful in its obsessions and its down-and-outness. And the book has no plot, really, to speak of. It's just Exley going from one mishap to another, to another, to another.
So your book, Exley, is narrated in turns by two characters, 9-year-old Miller and his mental health professional, Dr. Blank, as he sort of pompously calls himself. Mm-hmm. Neither of them are particularly reliable as narrators. So is there an actual truth to, well, I started to ask you, how do you keep track of who's actually telling the truth and what the actual truth is? But I suppose that doesn't really matter in a work of fiction. I mean, is there a truth to be found?
It matters only in so far as I need to keep track of where the book is heading. In my mind, I know the facts of the novel, but the facts only are useful insofar as they're made entertaining. And for me, part of the entertainment of the novel is trying to figure out who is lying about what and why. For me, it's not like a game. It's these lies, getting underneath them, getting that the reasons behind them are partly in service of a larger truth. So there is a truth in the novel, but the truth is scary for all these characters.
One of the narrators, Miller, turns 10 during the course of the book. Why make him a kid? He doesn't speak like a kid.
No. Well, I mean, everyone says, I think there's that old show, kids say the darndest things, but they really don't. I mean, kids actually, I've got a kid and he's brilliant, of course, but I don't know that I want him to narrate a novel. But I wanted a kid who is precocious, who thought he knew more than he actually did, in part because I don't like a certain kind of child narrator who is only sweet and innocent. I wanted a child narrator who knew too much, but at the same time knew not enough and was precocious and perhaps not realistic, but at least plausible.
Does it sort of build in a certain unreliability in the narrator for it to be a child?
Yes, but for me, most major characters and narrators are unreliable. Most people are unreliable. So in that way, Miller's no different than the doctor in the book, who's unreliable in a different way. But still, I mean, this is why characters are interesting to me, is that they have their own agenda, and that agenda makes them to some degree unreliable.
Assuming that most of our audience hasn't read the book because it's just out, we should explain that Miller, who his father is the one who's obsessed with A Fan's Notes, although Miller mm-hmm. grows increasingly obsessed with it as the novel goes on, and he is convinced that a comatose man in the VA hospital in Watertown is his father and that the only way he can save his father is by bringing the writer Exley to him.
It seems like a reasonable plan, yeah.
Despite the fact that Exley is in fact dead.
Correct, right. yeah.
Which makes it a slightly less reasonable plan.
Perhaps. But, in real life, reasonable people are important. In novels, they're not so important to me. In fact, they seem to get in the way of a novel's progress. So for me, this is when I realized I really was into this novel, when I hatched this totally wacky, unreasonable plan. I was like, oh, now I have a novel now. Now we can get going.
Your characters, and I guess sort of by extension you, seem kind of ambivalent about the power of books and reading and writing, and yet you keep writing, you keep teaching writing on a college level. Mm-hmm. Are books actually important, or do you just sort of have no other skills?
to take your second part of your question, yeah, I have no other skills.
Okay.
Absolutely. This is the only one I have. And sometimes I don't even have that. But as for the ambivalence, it's not so much ambivalence. I think fiction is unbelievably important. One of the most important things in my life, and I think in the lives of a lot of your listeners. But one of the things I wanted to get across in both these last two books, though, is that sometimes the power of literature is beyond us. This sounds ridiculous and like a Journey song. But what I mean by it is that maybe it's not like a Journey song at all. But one of the things I mean by it is that so we want literature to change our lives and we want it to change our lives for the better. But sometimes reading literature affects us in ways which we had not planned. And sometimes it makes us more obsessed as readers and as human beings. And that does not make us better human beings. We can't control what literature does to us, I guess, is my point. And this is part of why we read it, is that it's unpredictable.
And they affect us different ways at different times in our lives. I mean, you described being affected by a fan's notes as a younger person. Do you think it would have had the same impact if you picked it up now?
There are books that I read around the same time as I read a fan's notes, and I'm afraid to go back to them because I fear that they won't mean the same thing, that I won't think so highly of them. But that's not been true of a fan's notes. Every time I read it and I've taught it, I see something new. It still affects me. It's still really powerful. I think it's still relevant. And one of my hopes in publishing this novel and publishing Exley is that people go back to a fan's notes or go to it for the first time. And it's a terrific book.
Brock Clark's new novel is called Exley. He joined us from Maine Public Broadcasting in Portland. Thanks so much.
Thank you.